Look, I don't know if you finished your Christmas shopping yet, but overall, Aussies are expected to splash out a really quite remarkable $11 billion on presents this Christmas. But one of the big questions is, how much attention do we pay to the safety around these presents, especially when we're looking at what's available for kids? Now, Graham Cook is the Insights Manager at finder.com.au. Graham, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, it seems like every year we hear about a new dangerous toy that's on the market, from kids swallowing button batteries that are falling out of bits and pieces or exploding hoverboards. How much should parents be worried about toy safety when they're looking around?
It's definitely important to be wary of toy safety. So Fairtrade in Australia identified 41 different types of toys on the market in Australia this year that they actually went out and purchased that were dangerous to kids. So it's important to be aware. Having said that, where you're shopping for your toy for your child does make a big difference. So these toys that we see that are dangerous often do tend to be the ones that you see on sale more in markets and discount stores than, you know, in your big kind of Toys R Us and box toy store.
41 is a lot. What sort of toys are we talking about?
So some of the ones that have been identified, there's some that are quite obvious, like drones with the spinning propellers and stuff. You know, you don't want those around kids. Obviously, small fingers get into strange places. Fidget spinners is one of the obviously seen kinds of fidget spinners kicked off across the country this year. Everybody has to have them all in all the schools. But the small spinning parts in those can actually break off and present a choking hazard to young kids. So those have been identified. And hoverboards, as you mentioned, these came up last year as well. And there's quite a big range of these across the market. There's the higher end, like official hoverboard ones, which are kind of all right. But there's some kind of cheaper ones that tend to come from China, tend to not be as well manufactured. And those have been identified as well as toys that could cause issues. That they often the balance isn't as good in them, so they're not safe. And also toys that expand in water. There's kind of a craze of these that you may have seen, the little balls and shapes that you drop into water and they expand. Obviously, you know, the kid swallows those, it expands in the tummy, that could cause issues.
Now, what sort of warning label should parents be looking for? I'm assuming there's some regulation around making sure people are aware of the risks.
Yeah, so toys that come into Australia officially need to conform to an ISO standard, but it's not often easy to find that on the packaging. But what you can look for on the packaging, the easiest one to look for is the CE mark. So this is the mark that means that the toy is manufactured to standards that apply across the whole of the EU, which are fairly similar to the standards that apply here. So that's the one to look out for when you purchase toys.
If you end up with something that you're a bit worried about, are there return policies? Can you take something back and say, actually, I've looked at this, it's not appropriate for the child I'm buying for, or I do have safety concerns?
Yeah, 100%. The retailer should be able to sort you out there and definitely should be dealing with your concerns. But if they don't, you can also go to Fair Trading with a complaint, or if there's any safety issue with the toy that you purchased, you can go directly to the ACCC.
That's some good advice there. What sort of trouble can a store get in if they're selling stuff they know to be a bit dangerous?
Big fines is the answer there. So one of the main tests they do to check if toys are suitable for kids is called the drop test, which literally means they take the toy and drop it from a height of about an adult and see if parts drop off. And just with that test last year, they issued $30,000 of fines in 2016 across Australia. So yeah, retailers can definitely be hit with fines. And obviously, they can be shut down if they continue to sell toys that don't meet the Australian standards.
And again, if you feel like you've bought something that doesn't meet that standard, if you've got something where you're like, hang on, I wasn't warned that this was dangerous, I'm not entirely happy about this, who should people talk to?
Well, if it's an issue with the product that's not a huge danger issue, then the retailer. But if it is actually an issue with safety of the product, then the ACCC would be the best people to get to there.
ACCC indeed. Graham Cook, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Nick.
Graham Cook is the Insights Manager at finder.com.au, just chatting about some of the dangerous toys that occasionally make their way under a Christmas tree. 41 different ones identified already. Wow.